I was driving into Teslastal to see Die Postkantoor, the cafe there, which a lot of people have told me about, and I saw a vulture on the ground eating from a sheep. Cape vulture. They breed at Potburg, which is quite a long way away. So I took a cell phone photograph of it and sent it to Mr. Bird, Trevor Hardacre, and I said, I don't know how excited I should be about this. And apparently very excited, because Trevor immediately started demanding that I send him a pin of the site, and off you dash, Trevor, you and dozens of others.
Yes. Thanks for changing the whole outlook of my Sunday afternoon, John, or my Monday afternoon, sorry.
Yeah, we keep forgetting. And the reason so many people were doing this is because it is unusual to see a Cape vulture within 150 kilometres of the Cape Town Stadium. And there are a lot of citizen scientist birders who take part in the 150-kilometre bird lasso challenge. Just briefly sketch what that is.
All right, so it's effectively a big year. Perhaps some of your listeners have actually seen the movie The Big Year. And it's a competition where people try and see as many birds as possible within a defined area within a calendar year, so starting on the 1st of January and finishing at the end of December. And so we have this challenge, which is it's a 150-kilometer radius. The center point is the Cape Town Stadium. And, normally Cape vultures don't get into that area. So it was a very exciting find for you and for all of us.
That 150 radius, I mean, so that's up the west coast to where? What would be the end point up the west coast?
It just includes Rosh-a-Pan.
Okay, so just beyond Veldtrift,
right.
And then up the southern coast, where does it go to there?
Just east of Hansby, there's a place called Die Dam.
Okay.
Which it cuts through, yeah.
And then there's a gentle arc between those two points, which would be the 150 kilometres.
Yes.
And this is not just competitive. There is also a scientific purpose to this, seeing what birds are where.
So there is an ongoing bird atlas project where people record all the species that they find in certain areas, and it helps to map the distribution of birds all over the country. So this is not just happening in Cape Town, it's happening all over South Africa.
But, I mean, the element of competition means that probably at least some people get out more often and atlas more often than they would otherwise. And the more we know about where birds are and where birds aren't, the better conservation decisions can be made around them. And I did say that Trevor is Mr. Bird because, 2 weeks ago you broke the record of 243 species. Is that correct?
Probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember exactly. It was
300. Beg your pardon. Ooh, I heard you down by 100. And with the vulture yesterday, you've got up now to
349?
300. Okay, with the vulture, 348. And Trevor, how many birds have been recorded over the years within that arc from Rosh-a-Pan to Die Dam?
It's a surprising amount. In fact, it's 515 species have been recorded in that area.
Wow.
Yeah, and what makes it even more impressive is that half of the circle is actually sea. So, I mean, we obviously do spend a fair amount of time on boats out at sea looking for seabirds, but, we're in an interesting part of the country that seems to attract a lot more vagrant birds than most other parts of the country. So certainly of the 515, probably 250 or more of them have only ever been recorded here a handful of times ever.
Realistically, I mean, obviously the year would have been affected by lockdown level 5 and 4, where you wouldn't have been able to watch birds other than from your garden, which would be quite a limited number.
Yes.
But now, between now and the rest of the year, one is able to bird. We might not be able to travel interprovincially, but you don't need to do that for this challenge. You can stay quite close to Cape Town. Realistically, what number could you get to?
John, it all depends firstly, how lucky I get being in the right place at the right time, and how kind people are, like yourself yesterday, who get hold of me immediately to let me know about interesting things. But maybe I could push it up to 355 or even 360 if things go really well. Who knows? You know, I'm getting a lot of pressure from behind me. I've got people like Michael Mason, Garrett Speed, Jacques Milan, Chuck Dorse, who are also well into the 300s already. And then a whole group of others, Dean Bossoff, Mike Buckham, Nick Fordyce, Franz Huber, Andrew de Block, etc., that are all sitting just below 300. So if I take my foot off the pedal, one of them could easily catch up and pass me.
How many kilometres have you done since the 1st of January chasing birds?
I'm actually not sure, but it's 1,000 offhand.
Phone line is breaking up, unfortunately, but it's many thousands of kilometres probably, or a couple of thousand of kilometres. So, Trevor Hardacre, biodiversity enthusiast, photographer, twitcher of note, and leader in the Bird Lasso 150-kilometre challenge. He has seen already 348 different species of birds in a radius of 150 kilometres from the Cape Town Stadium.